Good morning and welcome to my Music Daily podcast. Today I'm with a special guest, Abdullah Tikriti. He's a sophomore too, majoring in journalism. He also enjoys listening to a variety of music genres in his free time. So to start off, what's your favorite genre slash genres?
That's a very hard question to answer right off the bat. I do not consider myself a snob of music.
Okay.
Though I listen to classical a ton, but I also listen to some really weird genres. Just before the podcast, we were talking about something similar to this, and I told you I love listening to Halloween lo-fi. Lo-fi is an incredible genre, and something as niche as Halloween lo-fi, I just love that. So as for a favorite genre, though, I do tend to stay away from R&B because I think it's lame. It's overplayed. I mean,
okay.
I hope no one, and who's listening to this, is gonna be too upset by this, but I really think Taylor Swift is overrated.
Come on.
I mean, she is.
Okay.
Yeah, so that kind of stuff I would never listen to. But okay. I listen to classical, listen to rock, love classic rock. Arabic rock is incredible. Classical Arabic music. I was listening to some 90s rap the other day. I wouldn't say I have a favorite genre or genres, but I listen to everything.
Okay, that's nice. Do you have any specific artists / bands?
Oh, definitely. My favorite band at the moment is Jadal. It's okay. A Jordanian Arab rock song, band. Sorry, It's incredible. They released their new album last year. I went to their first concert here in Dubai, in the Point. It was a surreal experience, to be honest. That's for Arabic rock. If you're talking about actual bands in the West, for instance, this is gonna be a very mainstream answer. I love AC/DC.
I'll judge you.
I love
AC/DC. AC/DC is good, but like I feel like they're a bit.
You only say
overrated.
That. You only say that because they're so popular.
They are popular. So is Deep Purple, but they're not overrated.
I mean, okay. Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath's insane.
I love Black Sabbath. Yeah.
Iron Maiden.
Amazing.
Can't
amazing
go wrong
bands.
With some Iron Maiden at
For
all.
Real. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Those, and then honestly, when it comes to classical Arab singers, because I love them a ton. Oh, actually, not even classical ones. More contemporary ones. I love Farid Suleiman.
Okay.
There's this guy, I've never actually known how to pronounce his name. It's called Tinin or something. Yeah. They're also Jordanian. Their modern contemporary Arab songs are insane.
Mm-hmm.
For classical, I listen to Fairuz. Nazim al-Ghazali, Iraqi. Sayyid Makawi, Abd al-Halim Hafiz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, as I said, my music taste is very varied, so I listen to everything.
Yeah. Okay, it's very broad. I like that. Okay. What sparked an interest in them? Like, what made you go like, oh my god, this is my jam?
I think, honestly, in our region, music is a big thing. Mm-hmm. Though some opinions differ on it, I think we've had a long tradition of music, and many of the instruments that are popular all around the world, from the lute to the guitar to the piano to the, well, even the trombone, I believe, have their roots in the Arab world. So I think music is an integral part of our identity. And I also think that music is divine in a sense. It takes you away from the mundanity of normal life, and it gives you an experience.
Okay, that's nice. What do you usually do while you're listening to your favorite Jordanian rock band? What does it make you do? Or
I love whatever I'm doing, whether it's from writing something, working on assignments, playing video games.
That's impressive.
Dude, it's at some point, the music kind of gets cancelled out, if that makes sense. But I am still listening to it. It's an odd experience. I can't really describe it.
Yeah.
I listen to the music, but it also gets cancelled out in a sense. But also, one of my favorite things to do is drive while listening to Jadal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Especially in the early morning. Because one of the fun things that Jadal does is they cover traditional songs. So, for example, they've covered a ton of Sabah Fakhri songs, like Yamal al-Sham. Or Abd al-Halim's song, Al-Tawbah. They've covered them.
Okay.
And it gives a nice twist to songs that I would usually listen to in the morning, but some more of a rock, upbeat kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, I love driving to those songs.
Yeah. Okay. Have you always listened to these same artists since you were a child, or did your taste change?
Oh, God, no. Changed very heavily. As a kid, I wasn't too into music, but I would listen to anything that was on.
Okay.
And then I think, as everyone who starts working out does, I went heavily into Eminem and the rap scene.
Eminem, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Though, I mean, opinions differ on the man. Some say he's overrated and corny, but I love him.
Mm.
And then after that phase, I stopped listening to music for a while. And then after that is when my music change took its current form. Where
okay.
It's broad and it's non-specific.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. What is your least favorite genre?
Dude, R&B. Like R&B, R&B. And pop.
Mm.
There are some exceptions. I love listening to Billie Eilish.
Come on, Billie Eilish, out of all people. Really?
Listen, if I'm going to listen to non-serious music,
okay,
it's going to be that. I'm not going to listen to Taylor Swift's new album.
Okay, fair enough. It's not your taste.
And actually, okay, this is not necessarily an attack against their music, but I guess it's more of an attack against their fan bases. Everything that is Korean pop.
Yeah, K-pop?
Now, the thing is, with them, it's super cool to see that an Eastern music scene has exploded so much.
Yeah.
It takes the focus away from the Eurocentrism of it all. And the production quality on their videos is insane. And the artists themselves and the specific bands, they're very dedicated to the work.
Mm.
But my problem comes in with their fans. I understand being a super, super fan of any band or artist, but they take it to a whole other level and kind of taints the music for me.
Mm. No, the fandom is actually crazy. Like, there's so many crazy people. I'm like, okay, K-pop, whatever, just don't...
Yeah, and there are no boundaries there.
There's literally no boundaries. None. Yeah. Okay. Let's say, this is an interesting question. Let's say you listen to a specific artist and he or she receives backlash for doing something wrong. Do you separate the art from the artist?
That's a good question.
The fact that you actually have to think about it, come on.
Dude, no. You say that until a specific artist, your favorite artist, does something. So you consider, okay, I disapprove of everything that they do, but I love the music.
Yeah.
It connects me with a memory that I like or something.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be... This is going to be very subjective. It has to go with the level of what they've done.
Oh, yeah, it depends on what they've
done. Yeah, so listen, if the artist got, like, arrested for petty crime, like they stole an apple or something, come on, I'm still going to listen to all their music.
Yeah.
But more controversial crimes, sure. I see why I would want to stop listening to them, especially... And this is a massive caveat.
Yeah.
I think there are two cases. If the crime is serious enough... And they're alive and they would still profit from the music.
Yeah.
That's when I would draw a line. I don't want to support that person because that's sort of an endorsement for their actions.
Yeah, of course.
But if they're dead, then I might reconsider even the red line that I've placed on the severity of their actions. Because at that point, they're not benefiting from it. You're not giving them any more fame.
I think
that's my view on it for now.
That's like most of the classic rock community. Most of them.
Yeah, listen.
Robert Plant.
Listen, the 70s days were wild.
They were wild.
Yeah.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt, why not? Okay, so as we wrap up this podcast, is there any instrument you have in mind that you want to try out?
I've always loved stringed instruments. Now, here's the thing. I think all instruments are incredible. However, I think piano is not for me.
Okay.
I signed up for a piano class once at AUS, and then I dropped it.
Why?
Well, see, the professor was going to have me play in front of an audience, and I was not ready for that. And apparently we needed some previous piano experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so piano is not for me, but not only because of that, but I think piano is... It's similar to violin to me. It's a sophisticated instrument. And personally, I do not think I'm that sophisticated of a person. I like stuff that is more everyday man Joe-ish things.
Right, okay.
And I have tried... Oh, and the two instruments that I would actually love to try, and I'm planning to... One is the flute.
The flute?
Yeah. Also, the recorder. I mean, what? Oh, sorry, the ney, not the flute.
Okay.
The ney. Mm-hmm. And the oud.
Now, oh, yeah.
For the oud, I'm planning to take a music class here at AUS. Hopefully, if I manage to get into it, because that stuff closes in like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
The one instrument that I've played, and I used to play at a very novice level, was the guitar. The guitar.
Okay.
Now, the funny story about this is, I got frustrated once because, listen, it does also require very fine movement with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to train myself. Now, people can do that, and a ton of prodigies have come out to play guitar with their own, if they've taught themselves. I'm not that kind of person. And I think most people aren't. And it was a really bad idea for me to start doing it on my own.
Yeah.
Like a month into it, I had memorized some chords and some songs. Purple Rain, Deep Haze.
Yeah.
Obviously, Iron Man. A Stairway to Heaven.
Classic.
Yeah. But then I tried to do more and I got frustrated. So at some point I just picked up the guitar and smashed it.
No way.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah. And as opposed to the Post Malone, I actually did break the guitar. It was not a fun experience.
I was not expecting that. Okay.
Listen, sometimes stuff just happens.
Yeah,
and when you're getting, your fingers are in pain.
See, yeah, of course.
See, I also thought, I'm not going to go to the nylon guitar strings that are used in Spanish guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Though they sound cool, I wanted an actual acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Not even a like a rock one.
Right.
And that stuff hurt my fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was getting frustrated because I couldn't get the notes right. And then my fingers were starting to hurt a ton.
Mm.
And the music, and I, by the sixth hour of trying to practice that day, oh, sorry, that's an exaggeration, the music was going on in a loop. I felt like I was going mad.
Mm.
So it created a perfect storm of everything going wrong for me to want to break my stuff.
No, no, no. I feel you, because I got an acoustic. I was like very young. I was trying to play. I looked at YouTube videos. It did not help. I was like, what's this? I went to classes. It was all right at first, but we had to memorize the basics, and I like to like jump in and start with the music. I only played Come As You Are by Nirvana. Everyone plays that
obviously
song. But like my friend taught me like straight up, no lessons, no chords, no nothing. It just from scratch.
Mm.
And I had it good for a while, but then I kind of lost interest in the guitar, and I really want to go back, but...
See, I see the thing in me where you... And actually, this is something that I also tried to do,
mm-hmm,
similarly. Jumping into the hard stuff first. Because
yeah,
in my mind, if I can do the hard stuff first, everything that is below that stuff is going to be really easy for me.
That's true.
It does not work like that, apparently.
It does not work like that because you need to know the chords and
yeah,
everything, and the tabs.
But when you get into it, you get so excited that you forego that entire part.
You do, yeah.
But yeah, so honestly, if someone wants to get into instruments... And a piece of advice by someone who doesn't play any instrument is actually take classes. Unless you're going to be very committed to it,
yeah,
like it's your passion, you need to take classes to fully pursue it and learn an instrument.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. It's an art form. And it's also an area of study.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to be really dedicated for that. Anyways, thank you so much, Abdullah. It was a pleasure having you. My
thank
podcast.
You for having me so much.
Thank you so much.